Okay, we're up to page Resh Mem Gimel, Simin Shin Ayin Gimel, Din Shtei Gezusteros B'Shtei Aliyos, and Dishon Mishavusa comes up to page 484. Page 44, and then the next page we have for the two balconies. So let's begin. Shtei Gezusteros, two balconies. What is a balcony? What is this term, a Gezusteros? In the parentheses, it says, Perush Nesarim Boltim Misfas Tikras Holiyah, boards which extend from the edge of the Aliyah. Aliyah means the second story. In the vernacular of Chazal, the bayis means the downstairs, the lower level. And the Aliyah is the upper. So we in our vocabulary, we say a bayis means a house. What is a house? Well, in Flapush, a house means you have three stories, you have a basement, so, you know, you have a garage. The bayis means the whole thing, the whole block. That's not what a bayis means in the Chazal. Chazal, when they use the term bayis means the lower story only, just the downstairs. And the word bayis has a connotation that there's something more. There is an aliyah, there is an upstairs. And the aliyah is owned by someone else. It's not owned by the same person. So when you're dealing with the laws of Shabbos, you have to get involved in the laws of Eruv Chatzeros and so on and so forth. So here we have over here the Shtei Gezusteros. What is Gezusteros? Perish Nesorim Boltim Misfas Tikras Chualiyah. Gezuntite. From the Gezuntite, the Tikras from the roof of the aliyah, the Rishus Sarabim. Baboltos Mishtei Alios Zokeneg. So as you see in the picture right away, you see on the right and the right side, you see over here two balconies, and there is a board which goes from one balcony to the next balcony. The Nosam Bineim Neser Rochav Arba, and a person put a board between these two balconies that's 4 tefachim wide. And now the question here is, are you allowed to carry from one balcony to the other balcony through this board? So the answer is Harei Hu Kipesach, or better yet, maybe the fact that these two balconies are connected through this passage, it should be considered one big family, and the only time they can carry on the balcony itself is if they join together in an Eruv Chatzeros. So no, the answer is though this connection is called a Pesach. And being that it's a Pesach, you have an option. If you want, you can join together. If you don't want, then each balcony is to itself. Now, in this example, it appears that there are two families living on each balcony for a grand total of four. Because you see there are two windows. So that means if on each balcony, if the people want to be able to carry from their home to the balcony, being that the balcony is shared by two homes, they would be required to join together in a single Eruv Chatzeros. Sarehu, so now that we have a board between the Nosam B'nei Neser Arba Uruch Barbo, Harehu Kepesach, it's considered to be Pesach, Umarv Nyachad, and if they wish, they can make a single Erev. Haga, V'yemein HaMerechag Shabbanei Arba, let's say the different, the HaMerechag Shabbanei Arba, let's say the gap between both sides of the street. Now, in this example, you see across the street, it's a wide street. So obviously, the distance between them is less than 4 tefachim, afilu beloy neser nami dinahachi, then if they want, they can make a single erev. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Harei uke Pesach, perush ve'al yidei ze mutl tatl b'shtei ha-chatzeros mizeh l'ze miyutzu l'orev yachad, dekevon sheyesh neser b'neim rochav arba, since there is a board, the board is 4 tefachim wide, then harei yochol b'kal leilich mipesach v'aliyah zo, they can join together. It's only like in this case, as we have in the picture. If you had a situation where the bridge between the two came from courtyards, not from homes, then it does not work. Kevon sin shehu l'malo mi'asar tzvachim, you cannot join together two courtyards through a bridge that is over 10 tzvachim. The only time this technique works, this is considered a viable way to join together two courtyard, two different two different areas is only when you're dealing with a gezus Torah. Because a gezus Torah is an extension of the bias. An extension of the bias is not restricted to an area, to a height of 10 tefachim. But a chotzer is restricted to a height of 10 tefachim. So this was a situation where it was a courtyard, where people were not living in this area, and you somehow it was constructed with some configuration where the courtyard, there were two courtyards, and you want to join together, you would not be able to do so, being that the area where you're joining together is above a height of 10 tefachim. Okay, let's go further. Dalet. So if Katan Dalet, in America, let's say the Merchag is not Dalet tefachim. Hainu. She'ein bein gezustero le gezustero hefsek avir pachos. You don't have a distance. Right, avir. Tomorrow, 9:45. Hainu she'ein bein gezustero le gezustero hefsek avir rak pachos mi'arba tefachim. Ve'im kein yuchal lefsoa bekal mizeh lezeh. If the gap between them is less than 4 tefachim, like you see in the, let's turn to the next picture, the next page. So turn one page and look at picture, the first picture on the top, they don't have their numbers, so it's hard. It's a continuation of number 10. If you look at number 10, it's not exactly the case that we're discussing, but you get the idea. If the distance between the two balconies is less than 4 tefachim, you do not need to put a bridge. We automatically consider the two courtyards, the two balconies, linked together, because it's easy, it's convenient to hop, to jump from one to the other. So in this instance, you do not need to make a bridge. Let's go back to the Mechaber. The Imratzu, we're up to the Milvav. We're up to where it says Vav, Sifkan Vav in the Mechaber. It's three lines down in Mechaber Imratzu. Kolachas me'oreves li'atzma. In this instance, you have a choice. We have two balconies, and the gap between the two balconies, let's go back to the first case, is more than 4 tefachim across. It's more than 4 tefachim. So you need to make a bridge. If you make a bridge, and the bridge, the width of the bridge is 4 tefachim, then you have an option. If you want, you can join together in a single erev, and you can carry from one to the other. If you don't want, each one can be separate. The imratzu kolachas mereves liatzma avalim hoyu zo shloi keneged zo. But let's say the configuration of two balconies is they're not exactly opposite each other. Sha'achas meshucha lemizrach v'achas lemarif. Eino yochol lo'orev yachad. You cannot join together in a single eiva. What does that mean? So we look in picture on the next page, number 2. Okay, you go to the next page and you see where the two balconies are not exactly parallel to each other. Then a person does not feel comfortable. This is a psychological... in this situation, a person does not feel secure, even though there's not no difference. There's no difference why he wouldn't want to cross the bridge in picture number 2 over picture number 1. What's the difference? You're crossing the bridge. What's the problem? The problem is that in your mind, being that it's on the other side, it's not exactly parallel, it's at an angle, and I have to go on an angle, a person is not able to adapt. There's a certain fear. He's not comfortable. If you're not comfortable walking on an angle across the street like that, in this situation, it does not serve as a halachic pesach. So let's go back to...
It also looks lower, no?
On the other picture?
The angle, isn't it? The one on the left, the balcony, lower than the one on the
left. Okay, could be... That picture, see, they don't have a picture I wanted to show you. They don't have the picture. I'm just showing you... The picture, this picture, is with. That's another example. That's another example. But it's the same ideas where they're not exactly lined up. Let's just see inside quickly. Go back to Vav. Let's look at the Ches and Tes. Sifkan Ches. Meshucha l'mizrach l'tzolaymar. Meshucha mimokem chaver to litzad mizrach. 11, this is picture number 11 and 12. We'll just see which picture this is referring to. You have to jump down 11. Oh, no, so I made a mistake. No, I'm correct. picture number, look, turn to the next page, right? Turn to the next page, the picture number 11. There's no bridge. It's the same exact thing. There's no bridge. One is Mizruch, one is Ma'arif. That's exactly the same idea as picture number two. Picture number two is just one is in addition to, they're not being, oh, I didn't see, I made a mistake. I didn't pay close attention. Picture number two is where they're parallel. I didn't notice they're parallel. They're not parallel. The case that we're focusing on at this moment in time is picture number 11, where the two balconies are not parallel. They're not showing you the bridge. And I'm just telling you that in this instance, where they're not parallel, you are not allowed to make a bridge from one to the other. Because you don't feel comfortable crossing such a bridge on an angle. Let us again look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Ches, Rotzaloimah, Meshucha, Mimokim, Chaverta, Litzad, Mizrach. Those are the two pictures, 11 and 12. 12 is discussing a different case. Okay, but let's just focus now on number 11. Now let's go look at Mishnah Berurah number Ches, Enam Yucham L'Orev. Why? Why shekishe yitnu haneser mizol zo yavoy mikaren zavis shel zol zo upischa bikaren zavis loy of the inch? Because then he's telling you the logic. The reason why you're not allowed to go from one to the other is because you people do not make entrances in halacha on corners. A halachic Pesach must be in the center. There must be a section of wall that's to the left and to the right. A Pesach that is on a corner in halach, maybe today interior designer will tell you, oh, this is the latest style, and this is where the Pesach has to go. Ein ochanami. That may be the way things are done in the modern world, but in halacha, it is not considered a halachic Pesach. So therefore, in this situation, where you would make, like in picture number 13 on the next page, where you would make a, if you have two balconies, so I told you I made a mistake. I was just thinking on my own. The reason why it's not called a halach is because you don't feel comfortable going on a diagonal. It's not the reason. The reason why it's not called a halach Pesach is because a Pesach, which is on a corner, is not considered to be a halachic Pesach. Okay, let's go further. Okay, that's the next case. If one of the balconies is higher than the other balcony, like picture number two, they're parallel to each other, and one is higher than the other, not the same level. It's not called the halach Pesach, and you cannot join together. And that is only where the distance between the two is at least a height of three tefachim. Avolim heim toch shlosha zo lazo bein berichuk bein begova choshev shapir kepesach. This that we are saying that if there is a gap between them, to the left, to the right, up and down, that is only so. The only time the gap is significant is only when it's more than three tefachim. More than three tefachim is considered already too much of a distance that they're not parallel, not in Mizrach and Ma'arav, and not in height and depth. Even though if they're not exactly parallel, but they're still within three tefachim from each other, either across or up and down, it's fine. It's considered to be perfectly parallel vertically and horizontally and vertically. It's fine, and then you are permitted to join the two together with a neser which goes from one to the other. That neser will now give you the option of making either a single erev or making a double erev. Okay, let's go to the next simon. Simon shnayin dalts nistam ashu shabbos pesach oichalom makom sherva. Let's say on Shabbos the part of the wall which was used originally to join the two courtyards together has been sealed. Now we know, let's go back, just review very quickly the halacha. We have two courtyards, we're going back to a simple case, not dealing now anymore with balconies. We have two courtyards that are back to back, and there's a wall that separates the two. You're not allowed to join together in a single level unless there is some opening. What is called an opening? So we gave many examples. Either we have a window. The window is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And this window, at least part of the window, must be within 10 tefachim from the ground. or we can have a door. That's the ultimate. There's a door that opens between the two. And the door may not be wider than 10 amos. Once the door is wider than 10 amos, then it's called a pier, it's called a breach, and then we have to join together. Or we can have a thick, solid wall that's 10 tefachim high, but there are ladders. There are ladders on both sides of the wall. If the wall itself is 4 tefachim wide, it doesn't make a difference where the two ladders are. You can have one ladder for one courtyard is on one side, and the ladder for the other courtyard is on the other side. If the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, then the two ladders must be parallel to each other. Now, what happens if we have a halachic opening? Let's say, for example, the halachic opening is a Pesach, and then it is a window, and then the window suddenly is stuffed shut. There's some type of a collapse, the Mishnah Berurah says, and no longer this window no longer has the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Let's see. Eruv derech haloyim. An eruv was made through a window. Oy Pesach shebeneim. V'nistam b'shabos. So what's the law? Mutarm l'shtamish derech haloyim v'akosel v'choyrev, so you can continue doing what you're doing. And let's just one thing down. You can continue carrying. Then we have this is the Kevon Shehutra Hutra. Before Shabbos began, two courtyards, courtyard A, courtyard B, they joined together in one big Erev. Why? Because there was a window in between the two which joined them together. And now, in the middle of Shabbos, that window has been sealed shut. Something collapsed. Part of the wall collapsed, which closed up the window. No longer is there a halachic opening, but they still want to pass things over the wall from one courtyard to the other courtyard. The wall that's 10 tefachim is not very tall, comes up to that not more than the height of the chair. They still want to carry from one courtyard to the other courtyard over the wall. Are they allowed to do so? The answer is yes. Kevon shehutra hutra. Period. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah base. Derech Leva HaKoyesel V'Choyrov Roitz Eloymar Af Algav De'achshav Shenistam Ein Lu'uyim Le'arev Yachid. Though at this moment in time you cannot make an Erev, the Haloy Ein B'Choyim Mashir Le'chalo, because you don't have in the hole the size of a window. Afi Lu'ach Yeloyim Espat Le'erev Al Shabbos. Why? Te'keva and Shehuta B'tchilas HaShabbos Sutra L'chol Shabbos. Once it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Dalet. Next Halacha. Back to the Mechaber. Afi Lu'im Erev L'shana Nistam HaPesach B'Choyl. Let's say you made an Erev for the entire year. Erev Pesach. You joined together with an Erev Chatzeros. V'nistam HaPesach B'chol. Now, here's very important. And then Friday morning, the window was sealed. Now it's Shabbos Friday night. Here's the question. Shabbos night, at this moment in time, the wall is sealed. And when was the wall sealed? It was sealed Erev Shabbos. When does the Erev take effect? And that this is the beauty of this simon. This is the whole chiddush of this simon. The Erev takes effect twice. It takes effect the first time you make the Erev, the first Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, and it takes effect nochamol, every Erev Shabbos, to a certain degree. In other words, Erev Pesach, you make the Erev for the first time. Comes the first Shabbos, the Erev has gone into effect. The two courtyards have been joined together. Wonderful. Now, what happens if in the middle of the week, let's say 6 months later, in the middle of the week, the Erev, the wall, the opening, the halachic Pesach that is required to join the two courtyards together ceases to exist? That coming Shabbos, are the two courtyards allowed to join together? Allowed to carry from one to the other? No! They're not allowed to, because there no longer is a halachic Pesach. What are you going to ask? Why not? Kevon shehutra hutra. That's not a question. Kevon shehutra hutra is only applied after this Shabbos has begun the heter. This specific Shabbos was not a Shabbos of heter, because this Shabbos at Bein Hashmashos, the window was already sealed. So then you no longer say Kevon Shehutra Hutra. It's too late. But the Chiddush is, but let's say on Shabbos itself, let's say Shabbos morning, all of a sudden for some reason the window once again reopens. There's an earthquake and it shakes a little bit and the wall again is open. Now we go back and we say that the original Erev that was made, Erev Pesach, has been reinstated. And once again you can carry from courtyard to courtyard. So really there are three cases. Okay, let's discuss each case one at a time. Shabbos begins. And when Shabbos begins, at the moment that Shabbos begins, the wall, there is a halachic Pesach. At the moment of Bein Hashmashos, and there's a bread, everything is in place. Wonderful. It's now Friday night, everything is perfect. The two courtyards are carrying from one to the other, throwing things over the wall, there's a game going on. It's a volleyball game, going on over the wall, back and forth. Wonderful. And then Shabbos morning, the window closes. Oh, there's no longer halachic Pesach. Are they allowed to continue carrying the Shabbos? Open one, of course. Kevon shehutra hutra. Case number two. Erev Pesach. An Erev was made. And there was a halachic Pesach. Everything is kedasa chodin. Now let's go forward 6 months. It's Friday morning. It's not Shabbos. It's Tuesday morning. And all of a sudden the wall is closed. The wall is sealed. Okay. And now things continue that week. That week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, Ben Hashmashos. The wall is sealed. It's still sealed. Friday, Ben Hashmashos. And now it's Friday night. Are you allowed to carry from over the wall from one courtyard to the other courtyard? No. Oh, but Kevon Shehutra Hutra, that's only in every single Shabbos. So it's too late for this Shabbos. This Shabbos be gone and there was no Pesach. You can no longer carry. Okay. Now, let's continue. It's now Shabbos morning. Somehow, Shabbos morning, the wall opens up again. The opening, the Pesach opens again. Are you allowed to carry on the Shabbos? From here, from now, from let's say 5 o'clock it happens, 5 o'clock Shabbos, all of a sudden the window once again reopens. Somehow, it was some natural event which caused the window to reopen, or unnatural event. Are the two courtyards allowed to carry from one to the other? Yes! Why? But Bein Hashmoshos, it was Osir. The Erev didn't work. The Erev wasn't triggered. We don't need the Erev of this Erev Shabbos. We need the original Erev. Since the original Erev Pesach was a kosher Erev, and now at this moment in time, on this Shabbos at 5 o'clock, there is indeed a halachic Pesach between the two courtyards. That's good enough! Kevon Shehutra Hutra goes back all the way to the original Shabbos. Okay, now let me give you one more. Example. Let's say they made an Erev Pesach. They joined together with bread, but there was no opening. There was no halachic opening. There never was a halachic opening. And then the Rav comes and says, "Sorry, Rabbi Yisai, you got together, you made an Erev, but you don't know the halacha, there's no opening, it's no good, forget about it." So they all go home, they're all very sad, there's no Erev. Okay, this goes on for 6 months. The bread's there. The bread was there, and they made the nusach, and they said, "Behodein Erev, they should be joined together." And the rabbi told them, it's not a kosher, because there's no halachic Pesach. And suddenly, 6 months later, in the middle of Shabbos, it opens up. Can they now carry? Can they now go from courtyard? No! Because they never even had one Shabbos where it was good. Okay, so they have all of these different examples of Kevon, Shehutra, Hutra, when we apply to, when we do not apply. Let's see quickly over here, some of the Mishnah Berurah. Now let's start from the second line. Vafilu in Erev Lashana V'Nistam. Let's say they made an Erev for an entire year V'Nistam HaPesach B'chol, and the opening was closed during the weekday. V'Niftach B'Shabbos. So when Shabbos began, it was no good. Shabbos itself had opened. Vafilu Sussama B'Mezd, even it was closed on purpose. That's the parentheses. Chozar Ho'Erev Leheteroi. It's Mutter. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Dalit. They have v'niftach b'Shabbos. Retzul Loimar Loi Miboye. It goes without saying im niftach koidem haShabbos, if the opening, let's say, was sealed for Tuesday, right? There was some construction on Tuesday. It was sealed on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, it was once again reopened. So now you have a lamdish shaila. A lamdim will tell you, "Oh, look at this. We made the Erev Pesach, and the Erev was only made because there was a halachic Pesach." And then, for one day in the year on this on this Tuesday in November it was closed. So the Tuesday of November has ruined our Erev that we made last Erev Pesach. So now we have to make a new Erev all over again. No! It doesn't make a difference. It's closed for one day during the week. It doesn't require. That's what Mishmur Dal says. Long, but it goes down saying, Yitzchak l'koydim ha-Shabbos, v'vad, I have an Erev. So the Eis, Knitza Shabbos, Chon Yukavar, Pesim, because the time when Shabbos began, on that Shabbos, it was ready over Mizol, Zo. Elo, there's a Chiddush, Afilim, Niftach, b'Shabbos, Gufa. Even if it was opened on Shabbos itself. Which means that when Shabbos began, it was closed. Mikol Mokom Kevon, since Shabbos Hanochas So Erev Sheniach Lekame Shabbos. So since when the Erev was put into play, Erev Pesach for many Shabbosos, Ola Shana for 1 year, Hoya Pesach Mizol Zol. There was a Halacha Kosher Pesach. The Chol Erev, the Erev worked, was triggered. Lochain av Shabbos acheres hoyesosim b'tchilas haShabbos. Even though it was close to the beginning of Shabbos, lohoya oz or erev moel leklum hamakom lo nispatul tzabotul miyosh lifta chozah erev leheter rishon. And the moment it's open, it's reinstated to its original state of heter. Okay, let's go further. The afilu nistam. Let's go. Then we did. Let's go further. Now then he brings down one chumrah, and that's the Rambam. Let's go back to the Mechaber. And the Rambam, says, well, the Rambam, ein mutu l'taltel elo kolachas v'yatzmo, avol mizol l'zol lo. The Rambam is a little machna. The Rambam says, like, according to the Mechaber says that what was the purpose of this? The purpose of this Erev was to allow, Rebbe Chiddush, was to allow everyone to carry from one courtyard to the other. And then when Shabbos began, there was no Pesach. It was sealed. So it's being that when Shabbos began, it was sealed. There was no Pesach. They were not allowed to carry from one courtyard to another. At least when Shabbos began, and then on Shabbos when it opened, suddenly a new opportunity arose. They're allowed to carry. They are allowed to carry from one. The head has been reinstated. The Rambam disagrees. Look at Rambam Vav. Koya Reish Hasif. The Rambam is referring back to Reish Hasif. Hecha Shenislam Pesach b'Shabbos. Where the Pesach was sealed on Shabbos, it's a Rambam is referring back to the beginning of the halacha. Again, we have two courtyards, and they have an Erev, and then on Shabbos itself, it was sealed. So, what did we learn? Kevon shechutra chutra. If on Shabbos began, the two courtyards were allowed to freely transfer from one to the other, even though something went wrong on Shabbos, and now no longer can they carry from one to the other, it doesn't make a difference. Kevon shechutra chutra. The Rambam says no. Kevon shechutra chutra only allows them to continue carrying in their own courtyard, but not to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. Koy areish asif heichosh nistam bepesach b'shabbos t'ladei harishon amutal l'shtamish mizol l'zol derech chayrin, through the holes, or really also through over the wall, on top of the wall. Ula didei, but according to the Rambam, einoy mutar elo kol chotzer la'atzma. He disagrees. Each individual courtyard is allowed to carry. Veravusa, what's the chiddush? Veravusa, who the afilu osa chosesh einu er munach besocha? How can it be that you're allowing each courtyard to carry among themselves? If you hold that it's not a kosher error because the wall it was nistam, and we no longer say kevon shechutra chutra, only the courtyard that has the bread among themselves should be allowed to carry among themselves. But the other courtyard that does not have the bread, they have nothing to bring them together. They should not be allowed to carry all together. No, muteris, mikomokam, mimchoz, it's muteris. That's the chedesh. I'll explain in a moment. Mikomokam, mimchoz, vnitzach, vachulukul yam, mutul, lutaf, mutul, zol, kvom, mutkil, lin, alocha, reka, kisvara, ho, yishon, and kinkos, vachoy, so we use the kush of the Rambam. Look what's happening. We have here two courtyards. Let's say each courtyard has 10 bottom for a grand total of 20. 10 on the left, 10 on the right. Courtyard A, courtyard B are separated by a solid wall. So in the normal circumstances, there's no way in the wall that they can join together in a single Erev. How do they join together in Erev? They carve out a window of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Wonderful. Now they're joined, they collect the loaf bread from all 20 bottom. And they put the bread in one of the, let's say they put the bread in courtyard A. They put the bread in house number 5, courtyard A. What more could you possibly want? We have 20 houses, they've all joined together, and there's a window joining together. So they're all big one happy family. They can carry fully in courtyard A, in courtyard B, from courtyard A to courtyard B, courtyard B to courtyard A. There's no limitation whatsoever. All of a sudden, it comes Shabbos, the window between courtyard A and courtyard B in the middle of Shabbos is sealed. Sealed. That means, let's discuss the worst scenario. Worst scenario. Sealed? Let's see, you want to be really machmir. No longer have a Pesach. No longer have a Pesach. Courtyard B is completely cut off from courtyard A. Courtyard B has no access to their bread. They can't get their bread. Because where is the bread from all 20 courtyards? It's in courtyard house number 5, courtyard A. They can't get their bread. Oh no. So courtyard B will right away will tell them, no, you can't carry. No one can even take out an item from your home and bring into their courtyard. Because you're totally cut off. Courtyard A, even though you want to be machmer, you're cut off from courtyard B. Okay, you can't carry to courtyard B, but among yourself, there's no reason why they should not be allowed to carry because the bread for all 20 of them is located in courtyard. There's no. So if you want to be a real machmer, what would you say? You can't be more machmer than saying, we're going to cut the two up now. Courtyard B, you're stuck. You lost. You have to stop carrying. But courtyard A, listen, you got the bread among you. You can carry at least among yourselves. You can't carry across, but you can carry among yourself. Along comes the mechaber. No. Kevan shehutra hutra. Nothing has changed. Everyone can freely carry back and forth. You can carry in courtyard A, you can carry in courtyard B, you can carry in courtyard A, courtyard B, courtyard B, courtyard A. There's no limitation whatsoever. Kevan shehutra hutra. That's according to the mechaber. The Rambam says not so fast. I'm not so crazy about this thing called Kevan Shehutra Hutra. But I'm not going to completely ignore it. I'm not going to throw it out the window entirely. I'm going to give you a little bit of Kevan Shehutra Hutra. I'm not going to let you go from courtyard B to courtyard A, or from courtyard A to courtyard B, but I'll let everyone carry in their own courtyards. Courtyard B? You can still continue carrying among yourselves. But what do you mean? Where's the Erev? The bread is across the street. And we can't get there because the window is sasum. Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Since when Shabbos began, you can carry among yourselves. You can continue carrying. Oh, you want to say Kevan Shehutra Hutra. So let me throw something across the wall to courtyard A. No, that far I don't want to go. That far. Among your own walls, among your own community, that I'll let you continue. But to say, Kevan Shehutra Hutra Atke Dekach, to go to another Rishus HaYachid, that far I don't want to let you go. So it's a fascinating insight, the Rambam. The Rambam has an entirely different understanding of the principle of Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Okay, we'll stop here.